Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I almost didn't think you were going to do the thumbs there.
Oh.
But you threw them in.
You thought I was out of practice or something.
I did. Okay. Yeah.
Very, very important for a non-visual medium
Hey,
keep continuity.
Me off.
Oh, okay. Right.
How are you, Brandon?
You know, not bad.
Yeah.
Considering it was like a blizzard today on the second day of spring.
Yeah, that happened.
But happy spring.
Happy spring. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. It was feeling springy before the blizzard happened.
Yeah, it's been unseasonably warm here.
Yeah.
Until today, where it blizzarded.
And then we were like, oh yeah, we live in Canada. I forgot. And what kind of nerd thing have you been?
I mean, it's just going to be a repeat from before,
yeah.
But I'm deep into the new expansion for World of Warcraft.
That's all good.
Just did our first raid today, actually.
Ooh, how was that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you get
killing some dragons.
Dragons, okay. I was like, did you kill things just to kill?
There was literally, like, void dragons.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. You killed the dragons. What if the dragons were actually nice and just misunderstood?
No, they were bad.
You don't know that.
I don't know. They drop shiny loot. It doesn't matter.
that's rough. You killed the dragons that were minding their own business and then stole from them. That's what I heard.
I think that they were attacking innocent civilians. So
you know,
they had to be put down.
And what are you drinking?
Oh, well, you didn't do your nerd thing.
No, I can do both.
You're throwing me off. Okay, well, I'm just drinking this delicious thing that you made me, which is just gin and bubbly.
Peach bubbly.
Pretty normal drink for me. But, yeah.
I am drinking green apple neutrals.
Hmm. That's a new flavor.
It is. It's brand new, and I was in a springy mood when I was at the liquor store and was like, these look good, and they are. You're not a big fan.
They're very green apple-y.
And I love
green apple. So if you like green apple, it's good. Or green apple flavor.
Yeah.
I like a nice tart green apple, like a real one, but the flavor is kind of hit and miss.
That's fair. I like them because I like the green apple flavor a lot. And regular green apples, too. I don't really have a crazy nerd thing.
Crazy.
Crazy nerd thing this week. Except we're actually going to talk later that it was the Oscars last weekend.
Ah, yes. Good. That was a good nerd thing.
We
nerded up with the Oscars.
We really do.
We watched
all
of the best pictures, which was a lot easier when there was only five.
That's true.
Now there is 10.
We have to start earlier. They didn't make the announcements any earlier, though.
this year we did pretty good.
We did, yeah.
We were busy for several weekends, and we were still not watching them on the weekend of the Oscars.
Which we've literally watched two the day of before.
Yeah. We didn't have that option
this
year because we were gone on that weekend. Hence why we didn't do an episode as well. But, you know, these things happen.
Yeah, my cousin was getting married. So we were off visiting with family.
Congratulations to your cousin.
All the best and such.
It was a pretty good wedding place, and I had fun.
Yeah, it was like a really cool venue. Like everything was all in one spot, which I am always a fan of.
Yeah,
really pretty area, and super super cold, but nice when we were there because the sun was shining. It was in the middle of a cold wave, I guess.
It was a little bit of a cold snap, but it was super sunny and the sun had some heat in it, so it didn't feel.
No.
It was not cold to me. I didn't wear a jacket or anything. I just had a suit jacket
on. I felt bad for the bridesmaids in strapless satin dresses.
Yeah, the bridesmaids were very cold. And
it was minus 20.
Some of them complained about it more than others. But anyway, this is what happens.
Yes, this is true. But it was lovely. And we weren't here. So we've got some news to catch up on, is basically what we're going to be doing.
Send me your news.
Nice. Oh my god. Episode title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, before we get to that, Brandon, do you have a better know a listener?
I do. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Because I did say that like you'd, 5 minutes ago.
But and then you forgot.
I kind of had forgotten.
That's because you're excited about the send me your news thing.
Yeah. So we've been away for a bit, but we're still getting some listeners, which is nice.
Yeah.
Some historical ones and some new, the latest episode, our Oscars episode that we did.
Right.
That was good.
That's always fun to do.
But some of them, quite a few of them, were from Elk Grove, Illinois.
Elk Grove. That's a very cool sounding place. Sounds very Canadian, actually.
Kind of. Well, I mean, it's northern.
Makes sense.
Northern states, yeah. Illinois, kind of near the Great Lakes. It's actually kind of a bedroom community of Chicago.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask how close it was
quite,
to Chicago.
Quite near the O'Hare Airport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So probably gets a lot of, like, business folk traveling in and out.
Well, yeah. Anyway, and it's kind of like an industrial area.
Okay.
Things like that. One of its claims to fame was that it was recently, in 2018-ish, considered possible location for a new Chicago Bears stadium, would have really put it on the map. Yeah, didn't get that. But its actual real claim to fame, and I've heard about this before, is it is the site and inciting place of the 1982 Tylenol murders.
What? I have never heard of the Tylenol murders.
There's quite a few documentaries on this.
Wait, then how have I never heard of the Tylenol murders?
Including, like, Forensic Files and things like that.
Okay.
But there was a... And I don't believe they've ever actually solved who did it.
Oh.
But someone tampered with Tylenol and put cyanide in it. And a bunch of people got sick or died. And that is why you have tamper-proof packaging in all your medication now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, I'm sure they don't love that that's their claim to fame. That's kind
of very
sad,
interesting,
but
though.
But it is super interesting.
Yeah. It happened in 1982.
Wait, how have I never heard of this?
Oh, you definitely have. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it started with the death of a 12-year-old.
Okay.
In Elk Grove, Illinois.
Wow, okay. That's crazy. And you don't think they found out who did it?
Yeah, this one I don't think they ever solved. There have been a couple of famous drug tampering ones, Advil as well. But yeah, this one was really hard because people just stopped taking Tylenol for obvious reasons.
Right? That makes sense.
So yeah, that's kind of interesting. And then the other thing is in 2006... they became one of the very first municipalities to enact a public smoking ban.
Really?
Right up there. So that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Wait, what's Elk Point?
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. Elk Grove, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
They smoking, like, if you want to smoke, that's fine. Just get away from me when you're doing it, because it's gross.
Well, I actually have an allergy to something in the cigarette smoke.
Yeah, it makes you feel real bad.
Like, real bad. And we are old enough that you'd have a restaurant, and it would just be like...
the smoking and non-smoking sections. They were just right next to each other.
Yep.
Here's the funny thing about smoke. It just travels.
It doesn't stop at the line.
I am very thankful that there is not
me too.
Smoking in public. And when we travel, because we are a travel podcast.
Yes, we are. Yes, we do that.
Certain countries do not have that, and it is kind of a culture shock.
It really is.
And I don't like it.
It's one of the only negative things I have to say about a lot of the European cities we've gone to before.
Yeah, they still like smoking over in Europe.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And... actually it's less so in the touristy areas, which is interesting, but it's literally one of the only negative things I say about that is just have to get used to breathing in smoke again for a little bit.
It's gross. Like, I'm all for people doing whatever they want,
very much so,
but smoke affects other people, so
I'm right there with you. Our last thing, we don't have a brand new show, but we can't say that this time next week, because Daredevil Born Again Season 2 comes out on Tuesday.
Born again.
Yeah. And you know what? If he figured out who was tampering with the Tylenol bottles.
He probably could.
He could probably figure it out. Man. He could, like, hear.
He's not Batman, but he could probably figure it out. That'll be fun.
I think so, too.
There's a lot of rumors because, well, we'll talk about it later. There's a lot of rumors with this one, but yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to talk trailers and stuff like that, so it'll probably come up at that point. Okay, fair enough.
Put a pin in it. That's called a tease.
Yeah, that's right. I was just going to say we have a couple days left on that countdown, and that's about it.
Yay.
So, thank you for listening to us, Elk Grove. Hi, and also, I hope everyone's excited for Daredevil Born Again Season 2, and do you want to head to the news?
Yeah, I already said.
Disney A News Update. Is it time to take the pin out of it?
Well, it depends on where you want to start.
We have a lot of random news pieces.
Let's start with the random stuff. Okay. And then
well, I think one of the big things is that there is a new Disney CEO.
Well, yes, we have talked about that, but he's official now.
Yeah, I think it was March 18th. So, you know, that's exciting. And this was part of the annual, I think it was the annual shareholders meeting, but it was a bunch of other stuff became news then too. But that was, you know, the big one. Not that we didn't know this was going to happen or anything like that. Also, we have Iger is now in a senior
advisor
up until December, and then he's like, out. I'm done.
He's not going to be on the board or anything?
Well, he just said he's until he officially retires. December 2026. So, you know, that. So, DeMauro answered a bunch of questions, and there was some other news that came out of there. So, some of the stuff I'm going to talk about just came out of that meeting. First of all, he was actually point-blank asked about Disneyland ticket prices. Or Disney Parks ticket prices, but it was in reference to Disney World and Disneyland.
And he said, well, maybe we'll have a coupon day.
Essentially, yes. Nice Jurassic Park reference, though.
Yes. I work entirely in 80s and 90s movies references only.
Oh, okay. Great. Good job.
You might throw in the odd 70s one.
So, just because that's when Star Wars came out. My film studies class is watching Star Wars, and only, I think, it's a class of 26, and I think 4 of them had ever seen the original Star Wars.
Yeah, well, there's no hope for the the children.
Generation. My student teacher is in her early 20s, and she's teaching it to them, and she said she was very nervous to introduce Star Wars in front of me.
Yeah, you should be.
That's what I said. I was like, oh, no pressure.
You will be.
Yeah, thank you.
See? Movie references. Yeah, there
perfect.
You go.
So he was asked about that, and basically he did the coupon thing. No, he said that, well, you know, we have price points at different days or at different price points, and we're always looking at how to adjust, and we want to welcome everybody, but also be aware that it affects guest experiences, or price affects guest experiences, and so on and so forth. It was very, like, CEO answer.
It's like, hey, guess what? People are paying it. Too bad.
Yeah, it's true.
We live in a capitalistic society. You can't expect the money-hungry, corporate, shareholder-appeasing people to take anything less than what they can get.
It's true.
Like, that's just how it works.
No, you're absolutely right. People are really excited, though, that he's officially got the reins. Not that they had a problem with Iger, but he was always temporary. They did have a problem with Chapek, because he is a Parks...
Really? I never heard that.
I know, new news. See, I sent you some news, Brandon.
Oh, sweet.
But because he seems like he really, really appreciates the parks, specifically.
You know why he appreciates the parks?
Because they bring all the money.
Yeah, because they make a lot of money.
Yeah, and they're very reliable. So why on earth would they reduce prices in them? But he did say he's looking at, you know, enhancing experiences, and kind of the vibe that everyone seems to be getting is maybe he'll fix broken things.
And they do seem to be actually
they really have
putting
been.
A little bit of money into...
For sure. Well, they've got construction all over the place right now.
Like, and, like, simple stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones is finally going to be mostly working.
Isn't that amazing?
Like we talked about that. Yeah. That's a big one. I figured they would never fix that.
Nope, but I was surprised.
Even something as simple as the new grass in Toontown.
Yes, that's right. I saw something about that today.
Which I always wondered, because like when they redid Toontown and had the grass mm-hmm. in the concept art, I'm like, how are they going to do that? Okay, it's going to be fake grass. Well, that still takes wear and tear, and yeah, sure enough.
They just quietly replaced it.
Not that long later, they're replacing it. And, like, if they do it every 5 years, mm-hmm. that's probably not that expensive for a mega, mega corporation. Yeah. The nice fake grass isn't super cheap, but...
No, but when you're talking about how much money they make in the parks.
It's not a lot different than, like, repainting buildings and things right. like that. I would put it in the same kind of maintenance area.
You know what? I think I actually really appreciate things like the fake grass. Or, okay, right now, you know, you're in your season where you've got the scrims up, and I think they're doing the Penny Arcade right now, and they're doing the painting on the facade of those things.
And, like,
you gotta do it, and do it now before it looks shabby.
No one really cares about it
until
it looks like there's paint chipping and
mm-hmm.
whatever, and then it looks terrible, and then people will be like, what the heck is that? So it's kind of funny. It does cost a lot of money, but I think it is important.
I think so, too, and I think they've been doing, there's a lot going on recently, but the other thing I will say, people have noted that there's a lot of fewer random breakdowns.
Well, yeah, that is the thing. I will take this back to something as simple as running a mine site.
Mm-hmm.
If you put the money in up front, your equipment doesn't break down,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually cheaper.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff down right now, but it's, like, planned construction
stuff. Planned maintenance is always much preferred to...
Yes.
Ad hoc maintenance.
Yeah, or if something's down, it's down for a shorter period of time.
Well, not even necessarily that, but you can plan around it.
For sure.
And if it's planned around, then it's easier and more cost efficient. Mm-hmm. Emergency maintenance always costs 10 times as much and probably takes longer, and then you have angry people that didn't know that this was going to happen.
Yep.
And
it's at cost of something else. I'm just thinking about, you know, when you have planned... we, of course, talk about Disneyland a lot, but when you have planned construction projects, if something comes up and you have to drop everything to go do the thing that comes up, that, like, puts everything behind.
Yeah. Well, you only have so many people.
Exactly. And especially when they're doing cost-cutting with things like that. Jungle Cruise, for example, is down. Planned down, though.
Yeah.
And they're fixing a bunch of stuff, which is great, including, like, a random display that overlapped into the Indiana Jones queue there. And I guess it was, like, rotten and gross, and, like, no one's going near it, but it looked bad.
Yeah.
It didn't look good run down, you know? Mm. It was like, oh. And, yeah, it's now covered as a little mini scrim over it. And they're like, yeah, put a little care into that. So that makes a lot of parks people really happy because of those types of things. The other news came around streaming that came out of this. Basically, they talked a lot about ESPN and everything just kind of coming together. And they're trying to make Disney Plus the hub for all the things. Now, we don't know what that looks like practically, that it isn't already doing, but that's, you know, they used all the buzzwords
and
to go
this,
to that.
This is very state-specific because in the States, you have several Disney-owned
mm-hmm.
streaming services, including ESPN+, Hulu, Disney+, and they're all kind of separate. Whereas in other countries, like in Canada...
Yeah.
We have Hulu and Disney+, or there's no Hulu never existed.
Hulu doesn't exist
in Canada. We have lots of streaming services, but we never had Hulu.
No.
And so everything that is on Hulu in the States is on Disney+ in Canada, and always has been.
Yeah.
We had, it was like Star or something when they first bought Fox. That's all merged into one in Canada. That was separate in the States. Now, we don't have ESPN because that's American, and we have our own sports
mm-hmm.
Things, and sports rights are very hotly contested because that's one of the few things that people actually watch live anymore.
Okay.
Now, so they're worth a lot of money.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like right now, March Madness is going on.
Yeah.
Big money maker for the sports networks. You have different right holders in Canada versus the States and everything. So
okay.
And yeah, that's where the money is. That's why the streamers are trying to get into live sports. You
that
see
makes sense.
Amazon getting some NHL games in Canada. They're paying a pretty penny for that.
I bet. That's why they're doing one game a week.
Yeah, well, and they had to pry that away from the main Canadian rights holder who paid astronomical sums for the Canadian national rights. And you don't even get every game on there because they also piece it out regionally.
It's a mess.
Sports rights are a mess because people actually still watch sports live. So you can sell advertising.
Okay. I actually didn't know.
Yeah,
that
no, that why. That's 100% why it's the one thing that people will still watch live.
Interesting. Well, I'm like, you're a sports fan, so like that's super interesting.
It's frustrating as a sports fan because you're I want to watch this, but oh, I need to have this this streaming service and this cable channel and this and that and it's really expensive because it's the only thing that actually people want to watch live. Right. So
other than the Oscars.
Yes, the Oscars, but that's going to YouTube next year.
That's
so
true. But I'll come to the Oscars in a second. I actually am going to come back to Disney Plus and Disney and Hulu in a second too, but just the other big news coming out of this annual call was when he's a parks guy, he's a parks and experiences guy, and experiences also include cruises.
And, oh, you're cruising now.
Yep, and Disney announced as part of this the new ship.
A lot of people in COVID said that cruising was going to die because COVID, cruise ships are kind of like a petri dish on the water.
Yep.
If one person gets sick on a cruise ship,
everybody's sick.
A lot of people are going to get sick because you're in close quarters. Yep. There's buffets, things like that. A lot of early COVID outbreaks happened on cruise ships.
Right.
And then they were shut down for a year and a half, and people thought the industry was just going to die. It's come out the other side of that, just bigger than ever.
Yeah, which, I mean, I understand why people thought it was going to die.
I'm surprised at how well it's rebounded, but I'm also not, because there was, people were tired of being cooped up, and it is a kind of a fun way to see the world.
Right.
Relaxingly.
Oh, revenge travel never went away.
Yeah. People are still in revenge mode.
Forever.
We're one of them.
Yeah, we are too. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing that. Yep. But yeah, so they're very popular. All the cruise lines are expanding their fleets significantly, and Disney is
It's the
going,
newest one.
Going nutso, because they just announced another one.
Yep. Well, okay. So the Disney Adventure just launched out of Singapore. I think it's the one that's out of Asia that they bought from another cruise line and then retrofitted to be Disney. And big. Yeah. Okay. I was watching some YouTube coverage of people
on the first sailing.
I didn't
know that it wasn't a brand new ship.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that they're talking about.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And there are, and then this is what DeMauro says. We continue to expand our award-winning Disney Cruise Line fleet. Oh, Singapore, yes. I was just in Singapore for the launch of the Disney Adventure, which is our very first ship based in Asia. It is stunning, and I'm so excited for our guests to experience it, he said. We have 5 more ships on the way.
Wow.
And today I'm excited to announce the name of our 9th ship, the Disney Believe.
5 more, and they only had 8.
That's what I'm saying. This is 9, and they have...
They're considered as a semi-major cruise
line.
Well,
they're going to be a major with a capital.
They're increasing their fleet by over 50%.
Yes,
that's
they are.
Insane.
And then on, literally as soon as he announced that, there was a little teaser kind of just promo thing that Disney released on all their socials and everything, and that's what you first saw and sent to me.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting, and of course, as details come out, there'll be, more excitement for that. But 5 more, the first of which is the Believe.
Wow. That's, okay.
Yeah. That's, I didn't know if you knew that part.
I did not.
Yeah, I just saw the quotation
five,
and I was
five
like...
Five is a lot.
It is.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, I wonder if maybe they won't be as expensive when there's
maybe
that many.
Yeah, I hope
so. Right now, Disney Cruise Line, they put on a good experience. Everyone, they have outstanding reviews. Yeah. I actually went on a Disney cruise...
Way back when
they only had two.
Yep.
And they were small. And back when they were some of the only cruise lines that could fit through the Panama Canal, the old Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a really good job, but they are very expensive.
Yes.
Especially for a family-oriented
Yo,
cruise.
Yeah. Can you imagine, not even a huge, huge family, because you hear stories about, like, oh, the aunts and uncles are, like, a big extended family. No. Go
just
with
like
a family
of four. Yeah, family of four.
Oh, my God.
Very, very, very expensive. But you're getting what you pay for, because it's quite high-end. The food is good.
You always hear really good things about the food, and the quality of entertainment is literally Broadway-level
shows.
Yeah,
the entertainment's very good. There's not a lot of nickel and diming
Other than the drinks, because there's no
other
drink
than
package.
The drinks. So if you're an alcoholic like myself,
functioning,
yes, not the first choice maybe, but
right. Unless you're married to Krista,
right? but no, they do a really good job, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And their private island is outstanding. Well, right.
they have two now.
They have two
mm-hmm.
now. I know the original one is outstanding.
Yes,
it's a very nice place.
Yes.
And so it's a good thing.
Yep. Well, I hope you're right, because like if you think about it, more options should make the demand go down a little bit.
Supply and demand thing.
Yeah, unless they scatter the other four around the world, of course.
Well, and they probably will have some Mediterranean itineraries things like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just had a bunch of them in the Caribbean as well.
Well, that's where the two islands are.
That is the most popular. That's where the two islands are. That's like prime cruising.
Ooh, do they have any going? I was just thinking about how, you know, they do all the Adventures by Disney ones, so they could overlap with that. They what about Aulani? You could have going to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, come to this side, because I know they
do
Alaska
That would be really cool if they had a Disney Hawaiian cruise that now the Aulani guests probably wouldn't like that, but if you, had a day trip to Aulani.
Yeah, a day trip or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, they could overlap with their other experiences is what I'm kind of meaning. But that would be very cool. So that was pretty big news, I thought.
Five is shocking to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and who knows what happens, but they announced the first one, so that's, well, and literally, 2 days after the launch of the last one. Okay, speaking of, I was talking Disney Plus. Sad news in the world of nerd stuff that's on Disney Plus, Hulu, whatever it's on in the States. I've been really excited looking forward to the Buffy remakes, new season, sequel?
Revival is the correct term, yes.
What they were calling it, because it was announced that it has been canceled.
It wasn't canceled because it was never a thing.
Okay,
but
well.
They didn't move forward with the pilot. They shot the pilot, it wasn't picked up, which happens all the time in TV.
Yeah, except did you hear what Sarah Michelle Gellar says the reason is?
There was
one individual.
There was a producer that was not a fan of Buffy in general. Who knows how true that is?
She said that in many meetings, he would brag that he has never watched Buffy. He has no intention of ever watching Buffy. And it was definitely he thought it was ridiculous that people liked Buffy.
Yeah.
And he was from Disney and Hulu.
Right. So, and who knows how much influence that had. You have all that. It was interesting, Chloe Zhao, who was directing the pilot and, pretty influential in trying to get the revival going, had a film nominated at the Oscars, went to the Oscars, and she was, in full mourning because it had just been announced. She had, a veil and,
Wow.
And they said it was for that.
I didn't know that. I just saw her and I was like, oh, that's a weird outfit kind of thing. And then, I saw the announcement later that it was, and then it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone picks it up. Hopefully they change their minds. Because, I don't know, there are a lot of petitions going around and people being upset, and I don't know if that really ever amounts to anything. But hey, Futurama.
Yeah. Futurama and Family Guy.
And Family Guy.
And the Snyder Cut.
Yep.
Which so. I don't know if we should be using that as precedent, but who knows?
Yeah. And then every once in a while, a show will come back years later.
Well, yes, but tagging on to the sad Buffy news.
That's where I was going.
No.
Oh.
We also got news that Nicholas Brendan, who played Xander.
Oh, my goodness. Even sadder Buffy news.
Had passed.
Yes. At age, this week. Was it 54?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been really sad watching the original cast make their comments, And it was, I mean, he had a lot of problems.
He did. Yeah, he dealt with addiction and things like that, but he was doing a little better.
He was doing better.
He just had health issues.
Yeah.
And
you know, those had, of course, worn down, like, they had a negative effect.
Probably.
But, yeah, he had been kind of, like, figuring it out, was doing better, and, yeah. So, very sad. Very sad. And, speaking of famous people dying, Chuck Norris also passed away, who was considerably older than Nicholas Brendan.
86, but that's a better age to get to. And as my elder millennial meme-loving heart, there was a lot of good Chuck Norris memes.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s.
The early memes.
Yes.
Any favorites come to mind?
Oh, there's a ton. Is like, Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down. Even when his death was announced, it was like, Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago, but death just got the courage up to tell him.
Oh, that's a good one. The one I saw was, Chuck Norris didn't die. He just finally gave permission for life to stop happening or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he fought the Grim Reaper and now he has to take over his job.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too. I like that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
It was, a big thing in the early 2000s in World of Warcraft, actually.
Oh, really?
Very common. So there was some tributes to him in World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
That's, I mean, it's sad when anyone
he was
dies.
Just a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best dude in the world, but a pop culture
icon.
So
we can still
leave it
say
at that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We had those two deaths literally back to back. I think they died on the same day, actually. And
Day apart, but they were announced on the same
day. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you're 86 and an icon and you pass away is a little bit different than someone who really struggled with a lot of health stuff.
Yeah.
And then shockingly passed. So one is very sad and one is kind of bittersweet.
Right.
Is kind of how I feel about that. Do you want to do some happier news?
Yeah, let's, of old Whedon shows.
That's exactly what I was hoping.
We can talk about that.
Fans of, I was going to say fans of Whedon, but fans of some of Whedon's work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do that one instead. Firefly was one of the first, like, super nerdy shows, other than, like, I would say I'm a Disney nerd, but was, when you say, like, nerdy shows, and I'm not, I had seen Star Trek, I had seen Star Wars,
yeah,
all those
things. And you liked them.
Yeah, of course I liked them.
But, like,
like a show that I just sat down and I binged. And it was very niche. I distinctly remember we were in your parents' basement and your dad put on Firefly.
Right.
And I was like, what am I watching? most of it.
Yeah, you were a little lost.
Yeah, and I was like, I know I like it, but I don't really get it. Because I think kind of what I said. And you were like, what did you say? Space Outlaws or something like that. Space Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's it. Is it's a Western set in space.
Yep,
kind of like how Star Wars was like a samurai movie set in space.
Yeah, samurai Western set in space.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Western in Star Wars as well, but and so you became a real nerd and started liking stuff, and then I was like, well, if you like that, you should probably watch Buffy, and then
obsessed.
And then you were
I was gone. There was no more hope for me.
Yeah.
But for the last couple weeks, actually, every few days, you would, on social media, Nathan Fillion, the lead of Firefly, would go and knock on someone's door.
Nathan Fillion from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Hell yeah, that's right.
Where they have a Nathan Fillion civilian pavilion.
That's right.
Park. It's a real thing. Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to try and remember to find an image of it and put it on our Instagram. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. The Nathan Fillion Civilian Pavilion. Right. So he's been in lots of stuff, but he always...
Right now he's in The Rookie.
Right now, for the last 8 years.
he's been The Rookie for way too long. Anyway, he's had a lot of success on network TV.
Yeah.
He
was in Buffy, too, by the way.
He was in Buffy as well. That is probably how he got cast in Firefly.
Probably, He plays, really
Joss
bad, really
tends
bad.
To like, mm-hmm. had tended to like this, yep. like, same kind of actor. Anyway, that's fine, but he was on Castle for a long time.
Yeah,
and we
also watched that, yeah.
Castle was pretty good for network TV. Yeah. I assume The Rookie's probably fine for network TV.
I'm sure it is, too. We just kind of don't really watch
I don't have time
TV.
For network TV anymore.
Yeah, we hardly have time for streaming TV.
Most people don't either.
No, that's true.
But... He's had a good, solid TV career.
Yep.
Like, crazy TV career.
Yeah.
But he always has held a torch for Firefly.
So Firefly was shockingly canceled after one season.
Yes. There's a lot of history there. Fox didn't really care for it.
I don't think they got it.
No, they didn't get it. They got it less than you did.
Yeah.
And
I still appreciated it, though.
And they famously aired it out of order.
Right.
The intro episode where you meet the crew and everybody gets on board was like the fourth episode aired.
Makes no sense.
And they
set it up to fail.
The first episode, they kind of rewrote to be more exciting. And it's a good episode, but not as a first episode, so it was, like, tough to hook people.
Right.
Because you don't know who these people are, why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
Whatever. And then they kind of had breaks and put it in, like, a dead time spot and didn't even air all the episodes that were shot.
No.
So they wanted it to fail.
Yeah, and it did.
And it did.
Until...
But it became kind of a cult classic. Yes. Because it's very good.
It's super good. And, yeah, it became very popular, and people have always held this, and then they actually ended up making a movie out of it, which was, like, okay.
The movie was fine. They did the best they could.
Yeah.
It
wasn't offensive, but it wasn't good.
I don't love the movie.
That's fair. So, now, by the way, Nathan Fillion and another guy from the show, who is also very Disney-entrenched, Disney-connected.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of voices.
He's most famous as a voice actor now.
Yes.
But he's been in a lot of stuff as well. He's like a character actor.
Yeah.
And a comedic. Alan Tudyk.
Tudyk.
And he's K2.
Yes, which is my favorite.
In Rogue One and Andor. He's Hey.
Yeah, I was going to say Hey randomly.
But anyway, they both really like Firefly because they have a podcast called Once We Were Spacemen.
Yes.
And that's how much they...
Yep. And on Castle...
Harken back to that.
And on Castle the one time, it was Halloween episode, and he showed up in his actual outfit that he... not Tudyk, sorry. Fillion. Mm-hmm. Showed up in his actual outfit and was shot for Halloween, and his daughter's like, what are you supposed to be? Space cowboy?
I'm a space cowboy.
You were that same thing 10 years ago. Yeah, but I still like it.
Yeah. He's had a lot of references to Firefly, both on Castle and The Rookie, apparently.
Oh, really? I did not know that, because we don't watch The Rookie.
Interesting. And then there's been, like, he's brought back actors to do crossovers from the show.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was teasing it on Instagrams, basically.
Through his Once We Were Spacemen Instagram account.
And he was knocking on doors of... Fake knocking on doors.
Yes,
they were not
course.
In the same place.
What?
Anyway. sorry to break your illusion.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. Brandon.
And they were just being weird and teasy.
Yeah, because they were like, is it happening? Okay. Or they'd have my personal favorite, he knocked on her door, and then he and then was just like, what do you think? And she says, shiny. And I was hoping you'd say that, and fans went giggly and squealy. And then the last person's door he knocked on was Alan Tudyk's.
Right.
And then they said the announcement's going to be in a few days, and the announcement was last Sunday, and you called it, because your hypothesis...
It was a pretty common theory on the internet.
Well, you were one of the ones who agreed with it then.
Yeah, I figured that was the most... once they had, like, kiboshed the lamer stuff, like, oh, they're going to do a podcast or...
They were making too big a deal of it for it to be something like that.
Yeah. But basically what they're doing now is they're developing a animated show. And how big what that entails depends on how successful it is, I guess. Because
they have a script, they have showrunners, they have the entire cast coming style. Back. Yep, they have like
concept
renderings.
Art, anyway, but yes, they have the entire cast coming back, and it's supposed to take place between the show and the movie,
right?
Which is important because characters die in the movie.
Yep,
and unfortunately, one of the main characters is also played by someone who died in real life.
Yes.
Shepherd Book is...
Which is really too bad, because he's great.
He was really good. So now I don't know if they will write around that, or recast, because like if it's a voice, it's easier to recast.
Yeah, you might be able... I mean, you can recast.
I would be in favor of recasting.
I would be in favor of recasting.
It's not that hard.
But you do have, by the nature of what the ship was, you did have people kind of coming and going.
Yeah, and there was some backstory on, like... him doing stuff.
Yeah. Maybe a little underhanded.
Well, that, but like, he got off the ship and did... Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. We will see how that goes, but it's exciting.
And I also think we need to do a rewatch of Firefly. Oh, now that I'm full-on nerd and will appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Or understand it more. So we had very sad news and very happy news about old Whedon-written shows coming back.
Yeah, and I don't know. Disney... Smart enough.
Yeah, Disney. Oh, come on. During International Women's Month, come on.
Yeah.
One of our icons.
Because there is a lot of strong women on that show.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, it's iconic. But
A lot,
yes. Like, I'm sorry, most of the men are, like, supporting characters.
Yeah.
And they're still awesome, which tells you how awesome the women are.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, yeah, there. So that. And then speaking of other... TV movies things, we got a bunch of trailers.
Yeah.
We did get the last Daredevil Born Again Season 2 trailer.
Right, which was...
Was mostly recut things that we had already seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was still like, yay, it's coming soon. But then we had a couple big trailers. Oh, and we had also another look at Toy Story 5.
Right.
Which...
Toy Story.
Looks very Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then we
had... Maybe they won't change Woody's entire character.
Maybe they won't, considering they bring him back.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they can try that.
Yeah,
this time.
Maybe.
I'm not bitter at all.
No, no. Just ruin everyone's childhood and, like, the whole point behind the entire series. Why don't you?
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not anti-Bonnie. I get Andy grew up. It was actually like Bonnie was a good fit.
Bonnie, like... The ending of Toy Story 3 was great, and then
perfect.
The shorts after that were great.
Perfect.
That's not what I have a problem with.
Nope.
I thought I was going to have a problem with, like, Forky and stuff.
Totally
he was
fine.
Actually pretty good,
he
too.
He was totally fine. And the freaking doll, and I was like, oh my god, they're trying to do too many things. Nope. I was okay with that.
But, like, yeah, what do you just like?
Gabby. Gabby gabs a lot, whatever
good,
name is.
Yeah, the good Toy Story villain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Woody just effing off. And that was stupid.
Stupid. So, like, let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they realize their oops considering they're bringing him back.
Yeah, it just... Anyway.
Yeah, agreed. So, that's coming out, but, we also got, well, we got a trailer for Dune 3, which, what did you think of this trailer? Which
well,
is not Disney, I know, it has an
It's no ballet, thing. I'll tell you that.
How about jazz? A little bit of jazz?
But right. Ballet and opera.
Ballet and opera.
Specifically,
that's what it was.
Well, if you don't know what I'm joking about, old Timmy Chalamet was doing the press tour
Oscars.
Before his Oscar role. Very famously important and popular sport of ping pong.
Yeah. And but he, so many people watch.
And he started throwing shade at ballet and opera because he was like, I'm very glad that I'm an actor so I can be in something important, not like...
You know, the big ping pong
and
movie.
I saw the clip and he was like mostly joking, but it was still a really stupid thing.
It was like, what
thing.
A stupid thing to say.
What a stupid thing to say. Anyway.
I don't think that's the point you were trying to make.
Dune looks great.
Dune looks great. And actually, I do think Chalamet's a good actor.
He's a very good actor.
I think he's very full of himself. He is. I think that really... And I get that most actors, especially if you're young, they're all full of yourself, but... Full of themselves. But, like, he came across like such a jerk there. And I was like... I get you're all full of yourself, but you can be nice.
He was method acting Marty Supreme too
yeah,
much
there you
or
go.
Something.
I guess
I don't
that was
know.
Probably it. Yeah, that was probably it.
But yes. So yeah, Dune. Dune's good.
Yeah, Dune looks good. Looks like a big spectacle. I cannot believe they're going to release it on the same day as Doomsday.
So far, they're playing chicken with each other. I don't know.
I think it's a really dumb choice. We've talked before about the possibility of this, but yeah, no, they have a trailer out and it has a date on it and they've bought out a bunch of IMAX things.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Doomsday's
not moving.
Dune got the deal with IMAX to have exclusive use of IMAX for a period
of a month. Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was 2 weeks.
Like it goes into January.
Jeez.
It was at least 3 weeks.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
Wild. Yeah.
And Disney has, like, a still-running YouTube countdown clock to when their movie comes out, so that I don't think they're moving. I think they're just going to stub each other's toes.
I think so.
Not smart, but
like, a lot of people
whatever.
Are saying, oh, it'll be like Barbenheimer. No. Nope. Those were... That worked because they were very different movies.
I mean, it might work for us, because we can just, like, make a trip and go watch both.
It's actually super convenient for us. Thank you. But
I think it's done.
I think your general population is not. It overlaps too much, and both of those movies are going to be over 3 hours.
Yeah, they're going to be long movies for sure.
Most people cannot do that. Two of those in one day.
That's light work for me, but yes,
I know,
most
me too.
People, most people can't do
most
it.
Most people are not us. So, yeah, that happened, and then we got a trailer for the new Spider-Man
finally!
Movie. Finally! Yes.
Because that is not coming out in December.
No.
That is coming out in July.
Yeah.
Which is...
And we had nothing.
No, we didn't have nothing.
Okay.
We had Tom Holland in the suit come out and say he's very excited to be Spider-Man again. That's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
It
wasn't
correct. Much.
Okay, here's a good example. Tom Holland is very close in age to Timothy Chalamet. He is also a great actor. He does not come across as a huge jerk or arrogant.
Yeah.
He might be, but he doesn't come across that way.
Because acting. Yeah. I think old Timmy is just mad that Tom Holland got Zendaya.
Oh, that's fair.
Because they were both in movies with her at the same time.
Yeah, that's right.
And
she was like... My Spidey senses are tingling.
Yeah. Or something, anyway. I don't know.
That was my joke.
That's my theory.
All right, I like it. I mean, to be fair, Zendaya also doesn't come across as a jerk, by the way.
No.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, she probably is.
She might be. She very likely is. To be that good, that young, you kind of probably have
to be.
And, like,
that much money that young, you would have an ego of some kind.
But they all don't come across like it, and Chalamet did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big oops on his part.
Bad press.
Bad, very bad press. Anyway, what did you think of the Spider-Man trailer?
Well, they're trying to do a lot, which is shocking, considering this is... We talked about sports rights.
Yeah.
The only thing that's more complicated than sports rights is Marvel superhero rights. Because
Spider-Man.
Well.
Sony.
Because Marvel as a company was going bankrupt in the 90s, they just kind of started selling crap off.
Yep.
And so you have whatever the heck is going on with the Hulk, which is even more complicated.
Oof.
You had the X-Men and Fantastic Four at Fox, which is the whole reason that Disney paid $70 billion. Not the whole reason, but a big reason of why they paid $70 billion for Fox.
Yep.
And then you have Spider-Man, which is an entity unto himself.
It's true.
Sitting at Sony. And he makes a lot of money, even the worst Amazing Spider-Man 2. I like Andrew Garfield, but that was a terrible movie. Makes a ton of money.
Right? It does.
They've tried to make some movies in the Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man.
No.
Not gone so good, but...
No. Adam Webb.
We still, this summer, if we have time, we have to do our all-bad Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah, we're going to do all that, and we're also going to do the horror public domain movie, The Blood and Honey, and this Demon Steamboat Willie, whatever.
There's a lot of those now. They're apparently building to, like, an Avengers-style crossover with them.
That might be...
In the Pooh-iverse or something it's called.
I hope it's so bad that it's funny.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Anyway.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, Spider-Man. It's crazy.
I was actually explaining to my student teacher, because she's very young. She's a massive Marvel fan, but the first Marvel movie, other than she had seen Guardians of the Galaxy, and then she saw Infinity War. And then she went back...
That's a wild path through
Marvel.
Well,
what's even more wild is she told me how old she was when she saw Infinity War when it first came out. And that was, like, outright in the mortality there. But
yeah, well, that's what happened.
But anyway, she loved it, but she was very confused who everyone was. So she went back and started watching them, and, like, has watched it all now since then, except for a couple of the shows. And so she and I had a big conversation. She's like, what do you think I should watch before Doomsday?
Loki.
That's the only one that I said that she hadn't seen yet, was Loki.
Yeah.
And then I said... I
mean, Loki's good.
Loki's really good.
That's not excruciating homework of any
sort.
No.
I was like, it's very entertaining. You'll, like, really like it. There were a couple where I was like, and then she's like, so, I have a question. Whatever happened with Skrulls? Because, like, the last time we
there
saw,
was
I was like...
There was never any Skrulls. Never happened.
That's kind of what I said. I was like, there was a show that we don't talk about.
You also have to tell her to watch the original X-Men, because she's probably never seen that.
She's seen X-Men.
Oh, okay.
She went and she watched X-Men.
Well, why?
She really doesn't like any of the time travel stuff, except she likes Days of Future Past. She's obsessed.
Well, that's because Days of Future Past was very,
very good.
Good.
She's obsessed with Wolverine.
Ah.
That's why she's watched them all.
Her and everybody else.
Yeah. So we had this big conversation about the Spider-Man trailer, and the other funny thing as part of this conversation is I was explaining to her about how, like, sometimes there are things in trailers that are, like, things that are removed from trailers that actually are in the scene.
Like, what?
Exactly.
Or things that they've added, like, they've done this before, too. They've added things to trailers that don't exist in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Famously, in Infinity War trailer, they had Hulked out charging with the Wakandans.
Yeah,
He was never Hulk in that movie, even for a second.
Nope,
and so it's very interesting that they can do that.
I forgot about that as an example. Yeah. I talked about the Civil War poster, I think is what it was. There. And then, of course, the big one with, speaking of Spider-Man, when I showed her the image of the original clip, and I'm like, who's he aiming towards?
Yeah. People were pretty quick with that one. And especially because there was the one foreign trailer where it was a little longer and they actually saw one of the villains getting punched, but there wasn't anyone punching him.
I remember that. I was like, wait a minute. So that brings me to, we saw a lot going on in this Spider-Man trailer, Brandon.
A lot.
We saw Frank Castle.
We did.
We got a little bit of back and forth there.
So this is what I'm talking about. This Daredevil season is getting a little bit more buzz because of the possible links to Spider-Man.
Right.
Obviously, we 100% know that Punisher Frank Castle is going to be in it.
We saw
He's come... It's the same actor, same character from Daredevil, from the Netflix Daredevil, from season one. He's probably not going to be in season two, but...
He's got his own thing going on later, too,
There's a distinct link there. Yeah. And Charlie Cox, Daredevil, was in the last Spider-Man movie as well. So there's some speculation that...
Peter Parker might show up in...
No.
No, that...
No.
Charlie Cox would show up in...
Yes.
Yeah. Or that Kingpin? What about...
Kingpin is tough, again, from a rights thing, but it would make more sense if he was. I don't know.
Yeah. Because if it's the same time period, he's mayor, and he's, like, causing all kinds of...
Yeah.
Chaos.
And the other thing is, they are saying possibly the one scene where he's carrying a dude recreating a Spider-Man number one cover.
Right.
There was actually quite a few recreations in the trailer of comic book covers, which is awesome.
That's I love that.
There's one scene, and the speculation or rumor is that is taking place during Thunderbolts when Sentry is the Void.
Wow. Okay.
Which would be kind of cool because they've kind of just pushed that to, like, you'd think that would be a bit bigger news with the interconnected universe.
Totally.
So I don't know.
I would like them to, you know, overlap a little bit like that. You don't need to make it a huge big deal, but like Thunderbolts was awesome and that was a pretty big thing that happened. And you'd think they'd be talking about, hey, remember that time everyone
got voided out? And then, so then the other elephant in the room is we know for a fact Sadie Sink from Stranger Things has been cast.
Yep.
She is actually in the trailer. You don't see her.
Oh.
You see, like, her arms and her back and stuff. And, like, you don't even... Like, we watched it.
I did not
you
didn't see even, her. Yeah.
We don't know what character she's playing, but the biggest rumor is that she's going to be an X-Men.
Yes.
Jean Grey, which is, like...
Yes. Which is funny, because I heard that, and then I heard, maybe not, and a bunch of other stuff. And then, as time has gone on, it's been more and more leaning to look like Jean Grey. And I kind of feel they showed Frank Castle, they showed Bruce Banner, and they didn't show Sadie Sink. And I was like, of course they're not going to.
They showed her a little bit, but just I did not know that.
Not who she is.
Not her face or anything.
Super interesting. Do you think she's going to be Jean Grey?
I do.
Do you think this is how they... So...
Which is crazy. Like, if you asked me that, like, a month ago, I probably would have said, no, that's stupid.
Can I explain what I think they're going to do with this? I think she's going to be Jean Grey. And it's going to be a situation like when she was, when Zendaya at the end of the movie was like, oh, everyone calls me MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what I think.
I 100% think that's what it's going
to
be.
And then people are like, oh my God. And,
she's like, I go to a school upstate or something kind of thing.
Exactly, like, yeah. I'm new in town. Like,
hopefully it's not as cringy as that. Yes, but I think that's how it's going to go. Yeah. And it's going to be kind of a backdoor pilot to the X-Men.
That's what I think, too.
Right sort of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the next big thing.
Yes.
Everyone loves the X-Men.
Yes.
And they're looking for a good hit. And
that's what's
coming after
you've
Doomsday.
You've got all the big basically. People from the last generation who, quite frankly, are from a generation where it's pretty hard to play these characters for much longer.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the joke from... Deadpool.
Until they're 90.
Until they're 90.
Literally.
There's a couple of them that are right there.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't meant to be literal, guys.
Yeah.
But why, I don't know what's going to happen, of course, during Doomsday. I think it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to die. They're all, like, X-Men is getting wiped out, and you need a new class of people.
Not the first class.
No, not the first class, no. People coming in, and this is, like, your first introduction, and introducing the new X-Men with Jean Grey is solid.
Yes.
I'm just surprised they're doing it during a Spider-Man movie when there's a bunch of other stuff going on.
And there's some other stuff, like, with Peter Parker kind of mutating as well.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
So, I don't know if that's how they're gonna bring in the mutant
right.
thing. I don't know.
The other interesting conversation that I had as part of this whole, with me explaining, you know, Marvel and stuff, was I was kind of explaining, like, how so in film studies, we're doing Star Wars right now. The next movie we're watching is the 1989 Batman.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and so I was explaining, you know, Michael Keaton and how everyone was not happy when he was cast, and then they had the trailer, and people lost their minds, and people were really excited, and it's just this amazing, amazing movie. And I was like, and superhero movies didn't really... Like, they existed, but they didn't really exist up until that point.
You had Christopher Reeve's Superman,
yep.
and that was big. And then you had some,
like B-level stuff.
You had some B-level, like, TV stuff going on for
but
superheroes.
You didn't, and then
Batman.
And then Batman came out. And then I was explaining how they made all these Batman movies, and then they started making Spider-Man movies, and that was it until,
X-Men.
And X-Men and things like... But, like, that's why there are so many Batmans, and that's why there are so... Like, Spider-Man is such an entity, and you had those two kind of things. And so, anyway, there's
Batman and Spider-Man are the two most popular superheroes, and, like, they're both entities unto themselves.
Yep.
Like, they will do whatever. Superman's up there quite a bit, but...
I feel like you can't bank on Superman the way you can bank on Batman.
No, he's definitely a 1B.
Yeah.
But Superman is...
Oh, for sure.
Is
and then, yeah, so then we were talking about, like, the Marvel equivalent. I was like, there's this. I mean, now you would say Iron Man, but that wasn't before.
No, and that's kind of a one-off. No, it would be Wolverine. Wolverine, yeah, is Wolverine your 1B.
Interesting. As another funny thing, you know, I said she watched Infinity Wars, like, was her first Marvel thing, and she's like, I don't know what's going on. She then was watching Endgame, and she's like, I've decided, she's watching, she's like, this Iron Man guy, I really like him. I've decided he's my favorite character.
Oof.
That's what I did. I went, oh. She's like, yeah. So it was kind of weird that 3 hours later, I was, like, ugly sobbing. And then I just decided, like, during that movie, that he was my favorite character of all time in anything ever.
rough timing there.
Ooh, that is...
At least you had a whole bunch of movies to go back to, yes, to enjoy.
That's right. So, yeah, I'm excited for Spider-Man. I'm always excited for Spider-Man.
Yeah. I've liked almost every Spider-Man movie that's come out.
Yep. Who's your favorite Spider-Man? This is a matter of contention, I know.
I really like Tom Holland. I think he's the best at both. But I, as an elder millennial, you have to say Tobey Maguire, because those Sam Raimi, the first two Sam Raimi Spider-Man films were elite.
So I get asked this. I actually had a rule in my class for years where we don't talk about Spider-Man, because there was almost a fist fight once discussing who was the best Spider-Man. And I said kind of the same thing. I said, I love Andrew Garfield. He might be my favorite actor of all three of them.
Oh, he's
the most talented, probably.
He's probably the best actor. He had some real bad scripts.
Yep. I didn't say he was a good
Spider-Man. He was a good Spider-Man. He was a little bit too cool.
For Peter Parker. And then I said, and I loved, like, Tobey Maguire is like, I know wasn't the first guy to ever play Spider-Man, but he was the first guy to actually play Spider-Man. And like I said, we're elder millennials, so. Yeah. But I said, at the end of the day, you know what Stan Lee said? Tobey Maguire was the best Peter Parker, Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man, but Tom Holland's the only one who does both.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and you know what? I'm not going to argue with Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So.
it plays out that way, like.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire could play the everyman way better than either of the other two.
It's true.
Which is what Peter Parker is supposed to be.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield had the quipping and
right.
whatever down, but Tom Holland is good at both.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a little too good-looking,
yeah.
Hollywood kind of guy.
That's true.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You can kind of believe him as being a little bit Peter Parker-y.
A little bit awkward-y.
Yeah.
So, just super quickly here, unless you had something else to add about Spider-Man.
No, we've probably been talking about Spider-Man way too much.
Just very quickly, I just want to say the Oscars did happen.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about...
Spider-Man did not.
Because Disney win some things.
Avatar.
I won Avatar for visual effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what else did it win? No. It was nominated for Zootopia 2, but it didn't win. No. K-pop won.
K-pop Demon Hunters won. I don't know. I don't know what else they...
That might have been it.
I don't think they had anything.
Avatar might have been it.
Yeah.
It's tough because also they own different things.
So no, that's what I was trying to go through, but no, I don't think so.
None of the big ones come to mind. But I did want to mention, speaking of Marvel stuff, we did have presenters come out.
That's true.
We had Chris Evans with Robert Downey Jr. come out.
In a very hilarious skit that was not funny at all.
No, it wasn't. But I did like seeing Robert Downey Jr. in full green suit.
Yeah, I think that's just his go-to now.
Yeah, with how much they're paying him,
yeah,
he's just going to promote it in any little way, shape, and form.
But yeah, they had a little, they were, Chris Evans and RDJ were presenters, and then they had a little bit with Channing Tatum, who's also going to be in Doomsday, so that's, there
you go.
It was
very much a little bit, and it was whatever.
Not great.
It was fun for them to do a little bit
Grogu
together.
Attended the Oscars.
That was going to be my next one.
And Conan was mad because Grogu can't clap.
Yeah. And it took me longer than it should have to realize that when Sigourney Weaver and Pedro Pascal came out, they weren't just doing a cool, like, science fiction thing. It's because Sigourney Weaver's in the next movie.
Yes. She is in Mando. And
yeah. But she did quote Aliens.
Well, yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. She's awesome, actually. See? Not a huge jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say so. I don't know.
Again, you might be, but doesn't act like a huge jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Neither does Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Chalamet's bugging me. So, yeah, Disney, I don't think, had many things up, but Avatar won, I guess.
Hooray.
Yeah. The Best Picture winner was, when we had recorded last, we hadn't watched some of the big ones.
We hadn't watched the two front runners.
We hadn't watched the two front runners, and I think we had watched...
We'd watched everything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you think about One Battle After Another winning?
I'm fine with it. Yeah. It was good. I like Sinners more.
Yep.
But I can see why.
Yep.
And it definitely is better than a lot of previous Best Picture winners.
That's true.
And it grows on me the more I think about it as well. So, I don't know. It was good. It was a very good movie.
Yeah, I really liked it. I did like Sinners more, and I also liked Begonia a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, I liked Hamnet, but I knew Hamnet wasn't going to win.
No, and Begonia was never going to win. I'm just happy it was nominated because it was awesome. Yep. And that's like a...
And I also really like Frankenstein. And we had a couple literary things I really enjoyed. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was a really good year for Oscar nominees, honestly.
There wasn't a bad one.
There was one that I was, why are you nominated for an Oscar?
Well, okay, yes. F1 was the worst.
Yeah.
But...
It wasn't necessarily a bad movie.
It wasn't like torture to watch or anything, which is sometimes there's ones that, and like, I like an artsy film, but sometimes they're bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah. So, that happened, and yeah.
Cool.
I think that's all I was going to say about that.
All right. Oscars.
Oscars. Yay. Start on next seasons now. Do you have anything else to add for random news?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, okay.
We were on the trailer track. They did actually come out with the final trailer push for Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
They're going great guns on that. They've also announced the Happy Meal toys.
Yes.
I might have to go get a Happy Meal.
I think you might have to.
They
get two. Bring me one and we get two toys.
They're well, they'd probably be the same toy if you got them both at the same time.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. But they're like little keychains of all the characters.
Which is pretty cool.
There's a whole bunch of them, which is really neat. But they have gotten... heavily on the bandwagon of the popcorn buckets.
Yes.
Various theaters have their own popcorn bucket. The Yoshi one, which we are getting in Canada, if you were...
Oh, really?
Well, I sent you the video. The video I sent you today was from Cineplex.
I did not even realize that was from Cineplex. I was just, like, enamored by the video.
Yeah, that one's coming... That one is coming to the main Canadian cinema chain. But you're probably going to have to be there on the opening day, which is, like, in a week and a half.
Okay. Can we do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not that we need popcorn buckets. No. But the Yoshi one's very cool. Mm-hmm. They have some other ones. Whatever. But Universal Studios, which owns the rights to Nintendo, which is why they have Nintendo Land and whatever.
Yeah.
Came out with... Because if you remember from the first movie, Bowser was shrunk down, and if you've watched the trailers, he's still shrunk, and they're kind of keeping him in a dollhouse, a Bowser Castle dollhouse, which is hilarious. Jack Black with a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, whatever. But they brought the Guinness Book of World Records out to the Universal Parks to unveil... the world's smallest popcorn bucket, Bowser's Cauldron, which is miniature from his new castle, and it holds like 4 kernels of popcorn.
That's amazing. I was like, that is the most gimmicky thing ever, and I love it.
It's like a keychain.
Yeah,
is the idea, but yeah, world's smallest popcorn bucket.
That's amazing, and I officially Guinness Book winner.
Yeah. So there you go, free advertising for them. Brilliant.
It's perfect. It's
brilliant,
so smart.
Because popcorn buckets are so huge now.
They are, except that one.
That one's not huge.
Is my slapping my knee.
Hilarious.
Okay, any other news?
I don't know, probably.
I thought of one thing, but I like feel bad coming after the popcorn buckets now because it's not as cool. We knew Catherine Hahn was like basically... Well, she hadn't been officially confirmed
to be playing Mother Gothel.
I don't think we did.
Nah.
But, she officially announced it, unless we talked about this before.
I think
on her Instagram, she did an outfit of the day check, and it was a Mother Gothel one, and she changed her profile to Mother Knows Best.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I need to watch Tangled live action. I've never wanted to watch a live action one before.
Yeah.
I did want to watch Beauty and the Beast, and I did, and that was fine.
And that sucked.
No, I liked it. I didn't love it, sucked. But I liked it.
It sucked.
But I'm going to need to watch Tangled, because Catherine Hahn is a treasure, and we love her.
Yeah, it might be good.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably just because Catherine Hahn's in it, though.
Yeah, it does help.
Okay, that was a lot of news. Whew. So that is our show for this week. Well, for the last 2 weeks, I guess, all at once. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you and your neighbors listen to us enough, maybe Brandon will shout you out on a future Better Know a Listener.
That's true. I could do that.
You never know.
Only if you have a cool place that had, like, horrific crimes at it, though.
Oh, yeah. Probably. That's pretty rough, actually.
Don't commit the crimes.
Don't commit the crimes. It's not worth it.
It might be worth it. I don't know. If you're going to make them really cool crimes.
That's right. So, yeah. That's right. Well, part of it is, though, you have to get away with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Build that notoriety.
Yeah.
If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode, Brandon. It has been a hot minute since we did a blind date with Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you ready to go on a date?
No.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, I think
so. Is it usually my turn?
No.
No, it's usually, I do more, but when you do it like extreme.
Yeah. Yeah, you've given me some trilogies.
Yeah, I've given some trilogies.
Which is not great.
So yes, it can be my turn to do a blind date with Disney.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Sorry to break your illusion.
Oh, man. Brandon.